The prospect of a beach for swimming on Onondaga Lake is taking a step forward. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
It's been almost 80 years since anyone was able to swim in Onondaga Lake from a public beach. Years of industrial pollution and sewage outflow destroyed any hope of public access until recently because of a multi-million dollar cleanup of the lake once deemed the most polluted in the country. Onondaga County issued a report 2 years ago that proclaimed the northern two-thirds of the lake safe for swimming. And just how a beach would look will become more clear in the coming months. County Office of the Environment Director Travis Glazier says the county's won a state grant that will fund a feasibility study into what it would take to build a beach.
Engineering aspects, the water quality, what the realities are of kind of keeping sand in place, where infrastructure is. You need, showering, changing rooms, bathrooms.
Once the study is done, Glazier says the county will be prepared to decide whether to go ahead with constructing that beach. There are some, including the Onondaga Nation, who suggest the lake is still very polluted. Glazier says swimming on the shores of the lake is the next logical step following decades of disputes, judgments, and finally a cleanup.
Everybody who's seen the county spend, upwards of $750 million improving the water, Honeywell's got over $500 million invested in cleaning up Onondaga Lake. It makes sense, in my opinion, to allow people to utilize this natural resource again and to use it for swimming. That was always the idea.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.